on YouTube. I read in a magazine somewhere something about a band called Toe Hider, and they sounded like the old Queen, you know, and I love old Queen, the first five albums. So I went to YouTube and I checked out Toe Hider, and I loved it, what I heard. It was like amazing. And then in the sidebar, I saw this guy with a hat, you know, who played Bohemian Rhapsody just on an acoustic guitar. And I checked it out and I was like, whoa, this guy is great too. And he also did Thick as a Brick of Jethro Tull. And I really loved that guy. And I thought, who is that? You know, so I put a comment on his clip saying like, this is great, man, fantastic. And he actually answered me and said like, oh, I know you, I love your music, thanks for the compliment. And then later on it turned out that this was the same guy as the guy in Toe Hider. So yeah, I think he's an amazing talent and he really deserves a lot more recognition.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about what you did with Marcela Bobbio, for example. It's like when the King Midas touch you and convert you in gold. If you put a comment in somebody's video, he's going to be very grateful, I think.
Yeah, well, I love to give talents like Marcela and like Mike. You know, I love to give them a chance, and I'm really pushing them. So people will discover them, you know. So it's great when you tell me that, you know, thank you because I discovered him. That's great, you know. That's exactly what I want.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what other hidden jewels do you think this album has, and it's going to blow people's mind when they listen? I mean, singers or...
Oh, singers. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, this time I did not really go for hidden jewels. This time I really wanted the best singers in the world. I wanted no limits. On the previous Aryan album, The Theory of Everything, I had the rule that there were no no old singers, you know, only singers I haven't worked with. But this time it was no, I want the best singers in the world, and I want very distinctive voices. So, yeah, these are all very well-known singers. Of course, it's possible that people may not know some of the singers. A guy like Michael Erickson of Circus Maximus, you know, he's not as well-known as maybe as James LaBrie or Russell Allen, but he is amazing, you know. He's a fantastic, melodic, and very powerful voice. And same goes for Tommy Rogers, who comes basically from a different style of music with Between the Buried and Me. He's got such a great voice and he's such a musical guy, you know. And then there's Niels Carew of Pagan's Mind, who has such a distinctive, powerful voice. And I think the rest of the singers, I mean, guys like Tobias Sammet, you know, or Hansi Kursch, or Simone or Floor. I think everyone knows them.
Yeah, Simons, James LaBrie. They are now like permanent Aryan collaborations.
almost. They're so great. And the same goes for Tommy Garavik. I mean, I really think that in his style, he's the best singer in the world right now, you know, and I'd love to work with him forever. He's so great.
Mm-hmm. Did it change a lot the way people answer to your call from the first albums to now? And it,
yeah. No, it was really hard, you know, back in the day to convince singers because they didn't know who I was, you know.
Yeah.
But now if I ask them, you know, they check out internet and they see I worked with Bruce Dickinson and then James LaBrie and Devin Townsend and Mikael Åkerfeldt. It's like, whoa, you know, that's interesting. So yeah, it gets easier for me to convince singers. That's great.
Yeah, and it has to be easier as well to work with this large group of trusted people that you already know and you know how they work and they know how you work.
Absolutely, yeah, especially the musicians, of course. Like I will always work with Ed Warby on drums, and I've got these great violin player and flute player and cello player that I will always be working with. Joost van der Broek, of course, on keyboards. And there's a lot of people that I've discovered that I always want to work with because I can't imagine that anyone would be better for me.